I don't have to stress out. The inheritance is already there. We should abound in joy knowing that. Finally, Christ's resurrection brings fulfillment. None of us want to labor in vain. Like we work hard, we want to know that we'll be rewarded. The fruits of our labor is eternal life with Christ, and faith is the bond, or the glue that unites us with Christ. It's that trust, it's that faith, it's that believing, it's that angel that came to them in the tomb and said that, why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you continue to doubt? That faith is the bond that unites us with Christ, and then we become one. We are his and he is ours. And our labor then will be in him, and our labor will not be in vain. Our promise is already there. Our inheritance is already there. So finally, Luke fulfills the prophecy of the force. Obi-Wan sacrificed his life so that Luke could live. And as you said, Andrew, Darth Vader had to die, but he redeemed himself, and the Jedi were restored in the end.
Yeah.
Best movie saga ever. All of you guys, thank you for allowing me to be here today just to share. I want to just leave you with one encouragement, is that you have power of hope. You have power of hope because why? Because Christ is risen. And until I release that new empty tomb with the spinning door medallion, just have that picture of the empty tomb. Have the picture of the cross. Have the picture of the fish. Have the picture of this. Have the picture of that. But most importantly, have the picture of the tomb that's empty. Nothing's there. It's gone. Christ is gone. He's risen. He died for you because he loves you. We already talked about this. Now you have hope in life because your future is secure. Your inheritance is already secure. And my encouragement to you is take everything that has compelled you, impressed upon your heart this weekend, and go and be bold to your friends. Go into your schools and let them know about the love of Christ. Be bold. Don't hold back. They will respect you more for that. You don't have to succumb to what the world says. You don't have to succumb to what popular media says. We should think this way or we should act that way. My social media is Christ. I follow what he's my ultimate influencer. Whatever he does, I want to emulate. And I want to be just like that person. Not this celeb, not that celeb. Christ is my ultimate celeb. My encouragement to you, go into your schools. Share the love of Christ. And when you do that, when others hear the good news, that's going to spread like wildfire. Because the truth, God, when you proclaim the truth, God will work through you. God is speaking through you, right? Just like he's speaking through me, just like he speaks through Pastor Boy, just like he speaks through Elder Young Fung. He will speak through you, and he will give you power to proclaim boldly. Then you can tell your friends, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Christ is risen. That is our joy. That is the good news. That's why we're here. Is Olivia here?
No,
we wanted to pray for her because she's going off to college, but it's okay. Yeah. Is anybody else going off to college? Or?
My sister's already in college.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know, and Amy, you're in college.
Right? Yeah.
At this time, look, nobody's, none of our parents, I don't think any of our parents are here, but this is our final day, and we just got a few more minutes until lunch, but if there's anything that you would like prayer for, and you're willing to share, please come up, and then we'd like to pray for you. I can pray for you.
Do we have to take a group photo like before going home?
Yeah, we will, after this. We have some time.
No.
Amy, can we pray for you?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Why, you feel like you're going to get called on?
Oh, next ramen. Wow.
Anybody? We did enough praying, huh, last night?
Yeah, we definitely.
Okay, yeah, last night was good session. Okay. Thank you guys once again. And we have an award ceremony and with our groups. So what was our prizes?
Oh.
The Shin Ramen that's already.
Well, everyone ate Shin Ramen.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Yeah. And I can't really eat spicy
stuff. Wow.
Oh, actually, let's have. I totally forgot about this. So.
Yeah, call yourself an Asian.
And I'm
going to finish the mile twice. If I pick a group, hold on. Can we have climbing into the conversation?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, climbing into the conversation. Is it just you two? Or like everybody? Who else was in? Oh, okay. Okay, and then can you please your name, the name of your group, and your cheer again, please?
Oh,
you guys forgot?
Ever.
Oh, they're gonna take a picture.
Oh no, that's
hard. No, that's hard.
Well, this will be our first time because I'm gonna hear you pitch.
Oh.
Don't be shy.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is the name. Climbing into conversation. Do you want to do it? One, two, three. Team 3. Yeah.
You don't want it? Okay, put it there. Put it there.
That one will keep us.
How about can we have this one? Yeah. Who else was in here? Oh yeah, Larry.
Where's Hank? I don't know where.
Hank. Are they left? Are they gone?
Yeah, they might.
Okay, do we all know it?
No.
3, 2, 1. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for Him.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you, guys.
You want this?
I can go keep it here.
You got church treasure.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah,
bum 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 bum.
It's like coming with background music.
I'll hold on. Okay, you can
hold
explain.
It.
Yeah.
First you hold
okay.
It. I'm ready when you're ready.
Who do we have prizes for, let's say, climbing into a conversation?
I don't know how you want to do it. It's just,
yeah.
So I was just thinking the four kinds of things.
Yeah, sure.
Do they take or should they just keep them?
Do we have four groups?
We have three groups.
Oh, three groups. Okay.
Now, do not eat the prizes before lunch. Eat it on the way home.
Why are
there any
Kinder
Eggs? Oh, you got three? Because you got to eat it. You're supposed to be a prize.
What about the marshmallow kit?
Oh, yeah, what happened to those?
Maybe. One
of the freezers.
Oh, sure. So we can do. Oh, yeah.
You get layer
by layer. So this is voted by our leadership. And so we said creativity award, and the creativity award goes to the ARC. And then we said, okay, then we said we would have the Spirit Award. The Spirit Award. And the Spirit Award goes to Team John.
Good, yeah.
Good job, congratulations. And finally, we have Sportsmanship Award, and the Sportsmanship Award goes to, wait, there's only one group left. It goes to Climbing Into Conversation. And the reason why Sportsmanship is because they were able to create theirs in 5 minutes. Good job. Yeah. You can share. Take it.
Garlic. Butter and garlic.
Oh. Can you guys sit down and figure out?
Climbing
into
the
conversation.
Yeah. By Green.
Yeah,
Green.
Green
was the one who invented it first.
Okay, so we already went around and shared our testimonies, but I wanted to just have one final word from our leaders. And since Elder Simon is here, we can put him on the spot. Yeah. Okay, Elder Simon. Would you like to be warm and comfortable?
Sure.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Ooh, this is really working. I like it.
Watch your step, you have to.
Okay. Well, we really have to thank the Lord for this opportunity and to have so many of you young youth here. And although we didn't have a consistent weather, but you have your consistent attendance. And we praise the Lord for giving us this opportunity. And Pastor Simon, Pastor Roy, Elder Longfong, and our small group leads from, if you remember, Ashley, Fran, and
Jianhao,
right? And others as well. And a lot of people pray for you guys, and pray for this event, and plan for this event. You know, one day when you become a group leader, ministry leader, you will know how much other people have put into this when you were in high school, in middle school. Okay? And God is amazing. And we're thankful for Warm Beach Camp for giving us the facility. Yes. And it's wonderful. And I just heard briefly the King John climbing into the conversation and the art. That's pretty cool. And then, although Uncle Simon was out there, but I peeked my ears and heard some of them. Okay, so this is good. And just like Pastor Stan's message, you know, there are times that goes up and down in your life, but ultimately, God is our refuge and the shield. Amen. You can count on Him, you can trust in Him, and 24/7. Okay. There's a lot of people care for you. There's a lot of people pray for you. So think about that. And you can be a blessing, just like Pastor Sam mentioned. Be bold. Share with the gospel, the good news with your friends, with your classmates. May not be, you know, straight out from Bible verses, but your actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
Okay. Your caring speak louder than words. Okay. Your attention to their conversation speak louder than words. Right? Your respect speak louder than words. And all those are coming from your heart. Okay. And your heart is moved by Christ Jesus. Because that's what you have learned. And that's how you can share the gospel with others. Okay. So, anyway, we would love to have you here, and And I'm glad I met you guys. Of course, some of you I know since you were young. Okay. So glad to have Larry coming up to sixth graders soon. Okay.
Yeah.
And, Alvin, Crystal, and Elizabeth. My first time I met you here. Okay. And then, of course, we have good to have you ever. All right. You play wonderful music. I was like out there and said, hey, what's that? Is it coming from the YouTube? I was like, wait a minute, all right, that's pretty good. And then I look over the window there and I saw, whoa, somebody's playing the piano. That's really good. All right. And then, of course, we got Irene and Amy, good to have you. And, of course, Claire and Mercy. Andrew, first time meeting you, that was cool. Okay. And then Rachel, glad to have you here as well. Okay. All right, so... usually on Sundays, we have at our church, we have a Costco pizza or the pork bun, but not today. Okay, you're going to miss it today. I don't know. So today, I don't know what's in it for lunch, but it's going to probably going to be one of the better meals. Okay?
Oh, really?
All right, enjoy it. Okay, just be thankful. And when you go back home, and you can enjoy the meal. And we thank you for the leadership here. And then, you know, now those snacks, I don't know how you're going to dispose them, but if you guys can share, that would be great as well. But when you do leave here, we want to leave a good witness to the Warm Beach camp staff. So make sure we make it clean, we make it a little better, right? Organize it so when the staff can come in to clean it up, they will have the least amount of work to do. And that is a testimony of Christ, Christ's kindness.
Amen. All right.
Thank you very much. And,
let's stand and recognize
our
thank you for everything you do. One big hand for Pastor Boy. Pastor Boy. Brother in the back, thank you.
Yeah, can we spend the next maybe 10 minutes cleaning up our area and then let's go.